and we can't teach our children at all. Been too long, can barely remember school at all.
Well, homeschooling is going to produce this, again, the closing of attending schools and so forth is going to produce some real interesting results.
Yes, it is.
For some parents, it's going to be an eye-opener on what's being taught. History lessons that don't match what we were taught in school, that kind of stuff. New approaches to math that are foreign. 10 is your friend, you know, Common Core. The point of that song is that not only are we going to have a deeper appreciation of teachers, but we may be reminded in some instances as to how curriculums have changed. Now, let's go out to the left coast where evil runs amok.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I want to thank Mark Cumby. Oh, don't tell me to shut down. That would be typical. Here we go. Oregon has canceled public school classes amid the pandemic, but political self-interest never sleeps.
Never.
The Oregon Education Association and its labor allies are now blocking hundreds of kids from continuing their education at virtual public charter schools. As of October the 1st, more than 14,000 kids had already attended Oregon's 19 virtual public charters and received the bulk of their education remotely, but when red brick and mortar schools closed on March 16th, to limit the spread of the virus, Oregon parents clamored to transfer their kids to the online schools. Monday was the first day at Oregon Connections Academy, the state's largest virtual public charter for 7th grader Natalie Ritter. Ritter? I wonder if that's a relation. They say the ability to transfer them was a godsend, though it was heart-wrenching to leave behind beloved teachers and classmates. In other words, what the Oregon education system is not interested in is losing some of their indoctrinees.
Bingo.
To charter schools where there is more independence and they don't have to play by the...
Right. Free thought. Can't have that.
So, in other words, the interest of the unions, the teachers' unions, and I'm hoping one of these days we'll have a chance to vote on an amendment that would eliminate public employee unions completely.
We don't need unions. We don't have sweatshops.
Well, anymore. They're also vulnerable to politics. We don't need that either.
Yeah, with all the
So, Mark, thank you for coming up with that.
Mark Cumby, he rocks.
He does. He absolutely does. Our friends at Kaiser, everybody is punting. Everybody is coming up with new ways to try and do business. And you can still shop at Kaiser, but you got to do it a little bit differently. You can reach out to them by phone at 272-3164 if you need something, or go to shopkaiser.com. Talk to Stella or any of the great staff there, and they'll help you take a look at things that you want to see, and you can do curbside pickup at the store.
Gotta love it.
Everybody's got to try and stay open as best. The showroom is currently closed to the public, but if you have needs, you call ahead. They can help you. And again, this is another great local business with 50 years in the area. And I don't want to see them or anybody else, whether it's 50 years or 50 weeks, have to close because of this situation.
Amen.
They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And the sales tax at that particular address is 8.25, not 10. They can also help you make arrangements on an interest-free loan. Through, and I should know this off the top of my head because I have one. Synchrony Bank.
If you can get interest free, get interest free.
I want somebody to punch me when I do that. You're going to say, sir?
I was just going to say, if you can get money interest free, you need to get money interest free.
Yes, and because Brant McDonald said, you know,
people a lot smarter than us, they get it if you can get it interest free.
It's hard to find investments that outpace credit card interest, but if you got interest free, no problem.
Exactly.
That's a deal. So let's keep them in mind, too, as we work through the situation. At 4:06, what was I going to do next?
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
On line two.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here, still at my house.
Yeah, how's that going?
We actually broke out this morning for a little social distancing. We went over to the AUM walking trail.
Oh, cool.
And it was empty. And it was beautiful. And so my husband took our 2-year-old out on the nature trail, and I just kind of stayed on the big track right there, you know, in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of went outside for a little bit and got some fresh air, and then we didn't see anybody. We didn't talk to a single soul, and we got back in the car and we came home.
Cool.
So it was nice to get some fresh air. And every day at about this time, it looks like the neighborhood kids are doing social distancing in our cul-de-sac and playing 6-foot kickball.
Oh, wow.
Where they don't come any... I get to watch them out our bedroom window. They don't get anywhere near one another, but they're able to play kickball.
That's cool. See, this is compelling people to come up with inventive ways to... You got to have this.
I haven't seen kids play outside in the 6 years I've lived in this neighborhood. This is a wonderful thing.
It is
a
great thing. Is.
There are.
I love this.
It's the way it should be. You know, that's the kind of situation I grew up with, because that also, in addition to finding these inventive ways to get some exercise, some fresh air, you're also building a stronger neighborhood in the process, too.
Yeah, I didn't even know who my neighbors were until before this happened. Isn't that sad?
You know, that was the big revelation when I moved to Montgomery, which is almost 15 years now. At the end of this month, it'll be 15 years. I was here a very brief period of time when I had a major revelation. You could live next door to somebody in parts of Florida and never know their first name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
When I was here a month, I had half a dozen people I would trust with the key to my house.
Yeah.
Big difference.
That's true.
The South.
So how are things going over there today on y'all's end?
Well, we
better.
Good.
Better than they were.
My spokesperson just answered for me.
Better.
Good. Well, I like to hear, Rosie. Keep it up.
And how about now that we know you've had some fun and sun, I'm really curious. I have come to believe very strongly that they really need to start thinking about sooner than later when it comes. It was amazing today.
Yeah.
I'm not a financial analyst. Brant McDonald has taught us many times that certain things are baked into stock market prices. So when we saw that staggering number of unemployment claims today, the market actually went up, which means they were expecting it and reacted accordingly. The market does not like to be surprised.
No.
We'll see what that means with him a little bit later. But I just did an article from Euronews.com that says half of the population on planet Earth is now on some type of governmental lockdown.
Which is insane, if you think about that. Insane.
Terry, could you check something out? Cooter sent me a note saying New Jersey governor has ordered state police to commandeer medical supplies. Sounds kind of sinister to me.
Yeah, it does.
My husband and I were talking about this last night because, you know, we're both fine. We're working from home. Like, thank God we still have jobs.
Yes.
But it's very scary because if you look at the state of Alabama, firsthand knowledge, what we're living in.
Yes.
I feel like, and listen, I like Governor Ivey, so this is not a dig, but I feel like the governor has done just enough to cripple us our economy, but not enough to protect our people from this virus. And so I feel like we're kind of in this gray area where we're shutting down all of our economy, and businesses are never going to come back from this. Some businesses are never going to be able to survive this.
Exactly. That's true, and that's why I say every day that we wait to figure out a plan to get back, the more of them...
Well, and that's why I feel like it needs to be one or the other. Either she needs to issue a stay in place, safer at home, or whatever states are doing, where everybody has to stay home and work from home and just the bare bones work, or she needs to open the economy back up, and people need to be smart about it and do social distancing and expect the numbers to rise. And I don't want the numbers to rise. I don't think anybody does.
But they're going to.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have a crippling economy and then not quarantine everybody.
I agree, because the damages from that, you got to weigh one against the other. I'm sure the president's doing that right now. All right, so it says we have 1,233 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. But this data goes back over 2 weeks. Where's the number? First of all, we know that 8,600-plus have been tested. 1,200-plus have been confirmed to have it. So that's about 1 in 7 or 8.
Yeah, 1 in 8.
Have this. But where's the number that shows me how many people are recovered and home? Nobody has given us that.
And it's out there. People just aren't publicizing it. More people are going home and recovering at home in the comforts of their own home than in hospitals. Yeah, and that's the thing.
They don't scare people with that, so they don't talk about it.
And see, that's irresponsible, because if you go on social media and you find these physicians that are willing to come out and speak truth and not speak pandemonium, they're telling you, okay, listen, be smart about this. This is a virus. Educate yourself on what that is. Okay? It's spread differently than a bacterial infection. You need to educate yourself on how it's spreading. Then you need to realize that what some of the news sources are telling you is complete malarkey, because they're telling you that to scare you.
Mm-hmm. To keep you tuned in. It's been great for ratings. The coronavirus has been...
Well, and that's the thing. But it's not being great for the average Joe, who's a small business owner that's living paycheck to paycheck.
Amen.
And it's not fair to those people. But at the end of the day, I hope people are really watching what's going on here, and they open their eyes, and they remember this in November.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the entirety of Montgomery County now under a curfew, not just the city.
Wow. I sent that information.
But, like, what's the point of that? Like, what is the curfew? Give me a break. Like, that, I'm gonna be blunt with you, Greg. The whole point of this curfew has nothing to do with coronavirus. This is an easy, probable cause, pull you over for driving on the street or being out.
Mm-hmm.
That curfew's not doing anything, because businesses aren't open at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
So people that are out doing stuff they shouldn't be doing are going to be out, whether it's at 10 o'clock, between 10 a.m. and 5 a.m.
I've said this many times. People that are out at the hours I travel in the morning are either on their way to a job or have just pulled one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that curfew isn't going to stop the virus from spreading. What's going to stop the virus from spreading is to either lock it down completely and say, truly only essential personnel out and about doing what you need to do, going to the grocery store, and that's it. Or we cut the crap, we open the economy back up, and we let people live their lives, and you have to be smart about it. You take your chances.
I vote for the latter on that.
Me too.
100%. I think that's what needs to happen. We have...
We're open, by the way.
I'm going to get to that. I just saw a number that we have had 80,000 unemployment claims in Alabama just last week.
Wow.
And we can't, it can't get much worse than that. We can't allow these numbers to keep piling up. Because undoing that damage is, I don't want to think about it. So let's talk about the things that Duncan Tomlinson can do for people who have situations, because life does not shut down because the government says you can't go out of the house. People have situations to deal with, and you can help them.
We can. So we don't just do, you know, divorces. We do everything with regards to your family. So child support, child custody, divorces, legal separations. We even do, when things are a little bit brighter, we do adoptions and custody things and those types of issues. So right now, we're seeing a lot of issues with custody. People not wanting to let their kids go for their custodial periods because of the coronavirus. We received information this morning from the Supreme Court of Alabama that says the public access to the court system is closed until April 30th. So although courts are closed to the public, they're still open to us because we file everything electronically. So if you've been quarantined with your spouse for a month and you realize that, like, this person is just not the one for you, now is the time to go ahead and file, because files that happen now will be heard in the fall.
Wow.
So I always tell people, you have to understand there's usually like a 3 to 4 month gap between when you actually file your petition to when you actually will have your final hearing date.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, if things are happening now and you realize, like, this person is just not who I thought they were, call us and we can do a phone consultation and discuss what your options are. I mean, I've had 3 or 4 consultations within the last 10 days of, you know, people wanting to even know their options. What are my options?
Right.
What do I need to do? It's worth paying the consultation fee to figure out what you want to do.
And Amy at the office can connect you. And by the way, we also want to remind people about Amy Hampton.
Yes.
For those who have financial concerns. Because as you said, people living paycheck to paycheck are already dealing with choices like, what do I pay? I got to get her on the air with us, too, as soon as possible.
Yes. Amy has had a large influx of issues come in the last couple of weeks because of the financial ramifications that this is having on people, you know, and I think most of us don't realize how close we all could be to bankruptcy. It just takes, you know, one bad pay period for some people. And yeah. Amy's extremely calming, and she's very informative.
Yes.
And she'll take as long as you need to explain to you what you need to do.
If you're in crisis, I can't think of anybody that would be better for you, almost as if you could prescribe this woman and her expertise to people fretting through a financial situation that a month ago didn't even seem possible. 819-4810 is the number to reach out to for help from Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com, but as she just explained, they handle all matters of family law. And you hear the expertise, the persona, you're really in good hands here with Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Ladies and gentlemen, may I play the disclaimer?
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And tomorrow we will make an appointment. You will join us, I hope.
Absolutely. It's a nice little reprieve.
Are you having your husband build like a 20-foot mechanical rabbit or anything like that?
No, he is actually trying to entertain Stephen right now in the backyard. We've been finding toys that we've forgotten about in the garage.
Yeah.
That's good.
My parents from South Florida were kind enough to go ahead and send us like some deluxe inflatable pool that my dad found off the Amazon. But of course, it's been like a little too chilly the last 48 hours to kind of get it out and about.
Unless you can run a hose from the bathtub to the pool, yeah, that might be.
I mean, we're running out of things to do. We found out yesterday that our school isn't opening until June 1st.
Hey, tomorrow I will have some good news about Baumhauer's.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, Bob is doing some new stuff, and it's really cool.
To hear good news about Baumhauer.
Yeah, and good food, too. You take care. Love to the boy. Hi to your dad, son, husband, him.
All of the above.
All the men in your life.
And we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. You too.
Hello there, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, y'all remember the movie back in the day with Rowdy Piper, They Live?
Of course.
Yeah, kind of, you know, media control type movie. Yeah, kind of weird there. I just thought about that.
It's a good movie.
They had everybody brainwashed. But when you look in the news today and you've got every day somebody famous dies, okay, and you'll see they died from coronavirus complications.
Right.
They didn't die from the virus.
They had a comorbidity issue.
Yeah, they had something else, and this just kind of, they were dying anyways, and this just pushed them over the thing.
Correct.
And they just, and you see that, and then today there's a story. Six-week-old baby dies from coronavirus complications. Of course, there were some underlying thing, but, you know, they were so concerned about this six-week-old baby, yet they're aborting 3,000 babies every day.
Isn't that amazing how they pick and choose the numbers?
It's unbelievable.
Sound bites, baby. Sound bites.
The media is, and people got to realize that. And I'm talking about Fox, too. Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, they're in this for the ratings.
All of them are.
Yeah, all of them, even Fox. Yes. They're in it for the ratings, and they're going to sensationalize everything.
Absolutely.
So you just got to
that's not
make
exactly,
sure you're getting your news from a reliable source.
That's exactly, not exactly a revelation. It's just that they're doing a much bigger job of it with this than they normally do, because they can.
That's why you have to listen to Blue Water, because this is not some massive corporation owned by a handful of people. This is a independent series of stations.
And I can walk in here every day and feel fully informed without looking to NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC,
two and
three ringing.
Nobody's ever told you what you and couldn't talk about.
So
That's what I do. I listen to y'all, and I catch the president when he does his updates with his group, and that's it. And
that's all you need to see.
Good job, Jim.
People are just too many nuts out there. You just can't listen to stuff. It'll drive you insane.
It will.
You're right.
Let it.
The next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
turn on any of the networks, and you'll get exactly what you asked for. Thank you for the call. Lee and Wetumpka and others, I need you to wait. I want to dedicate this to Jacqueline because it's something, she's experiencing during this thing, and something I learned within a month of living in Alabama.
This station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes.
Today, we salute generous and helpful neighbors.
Generous and helpful neighbors.
As the people of this great nation separate, we've never been closer. Whether it's dropping off groceries and medicine or donating to local food banks, help is just one address number away.
Reaching out but keeping 6 feet away.
They'll even give you toilet paper.
Okay, let's not get crazy. Hey.
So give a literal shout out backyard to backyard or window to window and ask what you can do to help. Because we're all in this together and everyone needs to be generous and helpful neighbors. The real Corona heroes.
Generous and helpful neighbors.
When it's all over, we can go back to just waving to each other.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
It's a COVID 19 lockout. There's no more ball games.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. They say 26-year-old Rickelson DeBrome was shot and killed Thursday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Streets. Another man was also shot and was taken to a nearby hospital for a non-fatal wound. No arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. While several states around the nation are issuing shelter-in-place orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Kay Ivey is not planning on issuing one soon. A spokeswoman for the governor says she is not ready to issue a shelter-in-place order. Governors in Florida, Mississippi, and Georgia have issued stay-home directives. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says smaller hospitals in the state face more challenges with supplies and manpower. He says they are staying on top of specific hospital supplies every day to try to prevent shortages in supplies or available workers. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty, and a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days, and that's going to continue. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 49. That's not too far from normal. Tomorrow, look for a warmer day, lots of sunshine with a high temperature up to 80 on Friday, low 80s Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. I think we're up to about 84 Sunday, maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday, but most towns, I think, will stay dry. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms to start the new week on Monday, high around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a little bit of congestion around the boulevard right now. Atlanta Highway looks good. Taylor Road looking good this afternoon. I-65 and 85 running the speed limit through downtown Montgomery with light to moderate traffic. 31s look good right now. We got no accidents anywhere to report. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We are watching the highways. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Caruso is back to solve the disappearance of Carol Baskin's ex-husband. It's CSI. Tiger King. What do we got?
Horatio, it's rumored that Don Lewis was fed to the tigers over 20 years ago.
It's time to reopen this cold case that was put on pause. There are lions and tigers and Baskins. Oh, my. CSI Tiger King.
Horatio, we need to check if there's a body in the septic tank.
No matter what we find, Carol's story is full of crap. Hey, cool cats and kittens, don't miss CSI Tiger King.
Bring back CSI Miami, the one television show that looked like it was shot through a urine-colored filter. Everything was yellow, like it's in Miami, so the sun's out even at night. All right, we have some calls. We're going to take those. I kind of lost control of the first segment of the show, and it ran longer. So we're kind of tight for time, but we start with one of our local goddesses, Jessie Lynn.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What is your life like under the current circumstances?
Well, you know, to be honest, I really can't complain too much. The sun's out and shining. I've got two horses that are happy to get out any time that I would like to get them out, and I have a John Deere tractor full of diesel, so I'm good.
Wow. That's a song. That has the makings of a song. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
God to help me write it.
How about that? And a horse, too. Yeah, I mean, I got a guy here who sells horsepower. You have a different kind of horsepower there. but it gets you kind of to the same place,
yes,
away
right.
from it all.
Awesome.
What, got any, well, that's the thing. You go to Nashville quite regularly. Are you kind of in a mode of limbo? I mean, nobody can't perform anywhere for the time being.
Yeah.
What about that part of your life?
You know, we have been put, as they say, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Ours aren't. They're at a standstill right now. We were pulled off the road about 3.5 weeks ago. And right now, our first show back is not until June.
Wow.
So we are off the road until June 1st. So just kind of trying to do some things on social media, and we'll be going live tonight on my Facebook page for a Q&A, so we're kind of letting the audience and our fans give us an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that tonight, and then trying to do some live concerts on Facebook with some of our radio stations and all of that. So just trying to keep in the loop and keep things rocking and rolling, and I'm doing something right now with my Mary Kay business of buy one satin hand cream and donating one to our healthcare workers and nurses in the area.
Awesome.
So trying to help any way that we can.
That's so cool. And let's stay in touch as soon as right now it's kind of a staff only situation here, but we would like to get you into the studio soon, like in a couple of weeks.
That sounds like a plan. We can certainly do it. And yes, I'll come in a hazmat suit.
Wow. You have to wear one around me naturally anyway.
There you go.
To protect yourself from spills and inadvertent things.
And the awesomeness, the sheer awesomeness.
Oh, yeah. I am just so awesome. Jesse, you take good care of yourself.
Will do, Greg. Thanks guys so much. Y'all have a blessed afternoon.
All right, you too.
If you have not heard her music, she is so good. Just go to YouTube, tap in Jesse Lynn, and listen to anything. She's amazing. Here is Lee and Wetumpka.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah. I think that sums it up. That's probably, you could do the show with just that noise. I'm trying not to take in very much news, you know, keep the negative, try to stay up on what's healthy and what's not. But I figured I'd call you because I know you check on all this different stuff. But
yes.
I've got a buddy that has two sons, both in the Guard in Mississippi and Georgia. And one of his boys was telling him that they are on standby in case they have to go national lockdown to support law enforcement. Mm. Has there been anything in the news about that that I've missed?
That's something that's on the table. I don't see that happening. That is, look, they've had to take strict quarantining measures in crowded places where people are living on top of each other, never mind 6 feet of social distancing.
Right.
And that's why it's so bad in New York and northern New Jersey and other places.
That's right.
But nationally, why should somebody in Lowndes County here be on lockdown right now?
Well, that's what I was wondering. You know, we're going to see this in Main Street, USA. I mean, obviously, if people were just wantonly disregarding, you know, public safety, that's one thing. But, you know, it surprised me when he told me that both of his boys had received the same,
I would say that's
ready alert.
Precautionary, and they may use the Guard to facilitate, just like they have used the military to, you know, the
deliver
Javis
supplies.
And yeah, the military hospital ships and stuff being docked where they are.
Okay.
But a national lockdown, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
That's where I was. I knew you guys would be in the know. I appreciate it. Keep on trucking, man. It's
thanks.
A lifeline.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Couple things. Well, first of all, my grandson was with us this last week. He visited Atlanta, and, of course, out of school. But my son said that Georgia, whole state is locked down.
The whole state? Again, I'm wondering about Warm Springs. Why would they need to be locked down there?
I'm not sure.
Is that the political thinking? It's not fair.
Yeah, I could see them locking Atlanta down or something like that, but the whole state?
The whole state.
It's too wide open.
Yeah, it really is. Most of Georgia, of course,
Gilbert Ivey is not planning on doing that, I understand, but, you know, that is a possibility.
It's
you were talking about
it's
good news. I saw 113 8,000 people are at home who have recovered from
this
virus.
Yeah, you're not going to see that on the mainstream news.
No, you won't. Well, one last thing. I saw on Facebook, and I'm not sure. Those numbers are 113,000, if that's national or whatever. But there's a doctor, Jeffrey Cly, C-L-Y, who was on, someone sent this to me on Facebook. He's an OBGYN doctor. He works at, get a load of this, honestobgyn.com.
Okay.
As compared to dishonest, well, let's not go there. I'm not sure how that would compare. But he talked about a study group in France where they use this hydroxychloroquine we've heard a lot about that President Trump got slammed and has proved that he was right about it.
Yes.
That they used a combination of what that is Plaquenil.
Yeah.
It's really for arthritis. But that with a Z-Pak and in this small study group in France, every patient who took the combination of hydroxychloroquine and this Z-Pak, they did the blood work and the virus was no longer in the blood.
That's correct.
Good deal.
So that's correct. That'd be something you want.
And that's I know about this. We've had this on the air for days. There have been a number of doctors who have had 100% or very close to 100% cure rate using the hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak combination.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I just heard it today.
No. I understand. That's because the way the news, what bleeds leads, and that's what sucks.
There you go.
About this, and we've heard it in some of our callers today, the fear. We can't go living like this. I mean, the seasonal flu killed over 30,000 people. Yet I didn't see screaming headlines and hide from the flu and, my God, here's the daily death toll from the seasonal flu. They're doing that with this. And the bigger the number, the scarier. But the one number they refuse to give us is how many people have had it and walked away just fine.
That's right.
And that's a large number of people. That's most people.
And you won't hear that.
No.
You won't hear that.
No. Thanks for the call. The mortality rate from this is around 2%. And you've heard the term comorbidity. That's been the big killer. People, when this, somebody who gets this, who's in a particular condition, could be anything from diabetes to some other
asthma.
Yeah, medical issue. They're more vulnerable. They're the ones we need to protect and lock down. At some point, you can die 1,000 different ways. If you thought about it, you would never leave the house.
You got that right.
Oh, so,
Greg, I'm reading that effective tomorrow, they're going to lock Georgia down until the 13th of April. Epoch Times is reporting that.
The 13th of April?
Yes.
So that's 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the day after Easter.
Yep. That's what Epoch Times is reporting. That'll be announced.
And by the way, three cheers to Governor Abbott in Texas, who I would love to see. We've already had one president in a wheelchair who is continually worshipped in spite of some very evident shortcomings. Governor Abbott has deemed church to be essential.
There you go.
In Texas.
There you go.
That takes, wow. That takes balls.
You better believe it.
440.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar.
We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. No hair styling means no hair coloring. And no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Gray. These hair colors are to die for.
They are natural strands of wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are a little busy right now on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson outbound to 231. The 31s are picking up a little bit more traffic out of town. Still got that construction work going on Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. Norman Bridge Road busy out to East South Boulevard and then on out to 331. Use caution wherever you are and buckle up. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated on traffic all the way to the house. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. While several states around the nation are issuing shelter-in-place orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Kay Ivey is not planning on issuing one soon. A spokeswoman for the governor says she is not ready to issue a shelter-in-place order. Governors in Florida, Mississippi, and Georgia have issued stay-home directives. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says smaller hospitals in the state face more challenges with supplies and manpower. He says they are staying on top of specific hospital supplies every day to try to prevent shortages in supplies or available workers. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. They say 26-year-old Rickelson DeBrome was shot and killed Thursday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Streets. Another man was also shot and was taken to a nearby hospital for a non-fatal wound. No arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days, and that's going to continue. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 49. That's not too far from normal. Tomorrow, look for a warmer day, lots of sunshine with a high temperature up to 80 on Friday, low 80s Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. I think we're up to about 84 Sunday, maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday, but most towns, I think, will stay dry. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms to start the new week on Monday, high around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interesting day, enormous unemployment number released, but the market had a pretty decent day. We'll talk to Brant next hour. Here's Fox Business.
Fox Business Report.
Stocks ending higher amid hopes that Saudi Arabia and Russia will curtail oil production, providing stability to energy markets. The news helping investors focus away from a dismal jobless claims report, which showed that more than 6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week. The report from the Labor Department reinforcing economists' views that the longest employment boom in U.S. history probably ended in March. The Dow rising 470 points, the Nasdaq up 127, S&P 500 up 56, and Tesla reporting that it delivered over 88,000 vehicles in the first quarter of the year, more than analysts were expecting. The estimates taking into account the coronavirus pandemic, requiring the electric car maker to wind down new car production at its main car plant in Fremont, California, and also suspend production in Shanghai. The quarter also marking Tesla's first producing and delivering its Model Y vehicles. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
TV.
think that's a legit concern? If we don't figure out ways to start getting, whether it's by section, state, whatever, back up and running, our national anthem will go from the Star Spangled Banner to...
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Seriously, they are pushing the envelope with this. And I want to hear more, and that includes from the president, about starting to... I mean, he had to look at that unemployment claim number today with a broken heart.
Everything he's done, it's been destroyed.
A month, yes, and that's another reason to be a little bit suspicious about all of this.
Think about it, Greg. If you can't get rid of Trump, what can you do? How about undoing everything he's done? And that's kind of what they've done.
The one thing they couldn't get him on was the economy. Well, guess what? 6 million people filed unemployment today. I mean, through this past week period. And
highest ever.
A month ago... we had the numbers from February, the best ever. 273,000 new jobs 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here we sit with this. So you know, at some level, maybe they're not going public yet, but he's alluded to the fact that parts of the country can get back online sooner than others.
It's got to.
Yeah.
If we want to save this country, it's got to.
And because the media is working 24/7 to blame all of this on him. Nancy Pelosi, we need a new commission. No, we don't. We don't need anything from Congress. Mm-mm. Other than pass the relief, help the people.
Do your damn job.
Yeah. No, we got to have a commission now. And Adam Schiff, he can't wait, that piece, that turd.
I agree.
Gino.
Yes. Got something to share with you. In the... 1918, whatever it was, I had a sister that was killed in that thing in 1918.
Yeah, the Spanish flu.
Yes, okay. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
They didn't know in 1918 about germs. That's right. When you look at, we had had the Industrial Revolution and done some amazing things. We had learned how to fly, we had learned how to make cars, and we advanced humanity in so many ways, except for one fundamental, and that was health. You know, I think the life expectancy at the turn of the century is about 47, because almost anything could get you in those days, because they didn't know about sanitizing. The thing they learned by accident with that particular flu was that people had a better chance of recovery if they were in an outdoor type of environment. And that flu, oh, man. And why is it the networks that run documentaries got to show us? The other day, I DVR a show on Smithsonian called America's Hidden Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish flu is one of those. And the way that flu killed people was ghastly. Ugh, horrible. And they would send carts down the street, and they'd just throw the bodies in there.
How did they stop it, Greg?
It stopped itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Runs out of fuel.
Yep.
Wow.
And hopefully that'll be the warm weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
That'll slow this thing down. And trust me, if they manage to keep the death tolls under the numbers they're throwing out there now, then they'll criticize the president because he scared people.
Yeah.
He cannot win.
No, he can't.
It's up to us to make sure he does. And this is Sam.
Sam. That name's familiar.
That's very familiar. Greg, that's what I was going to chime in about. To me, it feels like the left is getting everything they want. It feels like we've been backdoored into European socialism.
Uh-huh.
You know, right now with people out of work, you know, they talk about France and Europe. They'll take like a month off. Well, everybody's out of work now. Yeah, everybody's out of work now for until how long. And they get a check. And the economy's getting wrecked. Yeah. There's some people that are getting everything they want, and it's just we're watching it slowly happen.
I agree. But, it is a this, and if people, hey, you like this waiting for that $1,300 check or whatever it's going to be, $2,400 for you and the family, you're going to live off that. You got one check coming. After that, then watch people start saying, "Hey, I want to go back to work. I'd rather take the precautions and the risk and resume my life." Because this sucks. and it does.
But Greg, one bit of good news.
I'm low on time, Sam.
Pardon?
I need this quick, so go ahead.
Okay, Dan's show was talking about the two different tests that are coming out, and there's good news that we'll hear within the next week. People can be tested, and anyways, good news is coming. So, love your show.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
Sam.
I agree. I think there is good news coming. But if people are at odds with the way things are right now, this is your sneak preview of the kind of world that... Not doubt for a second. Look at the evil we have seen. Just because it's in a history book doesn't mean there isn't that level of evil somewhere today where they would engineer a biological event like this one to fit their long-term goals. They are. They're out there. So if we have not learned to question all the so-called facts that we are spoon-fed by allies of the evil people in the world, then we deserve whatever we get, and we're trying to prevent that from happening.
Yes, sir.
One thing you can do right now while interest rates are super low, if you're worried about your home, refi. When you go into the refi process, you automatically stop making payments. And in so many cases, you could lower your payment by doing that now because interest rates... See, there's always people that find a way to... I don't want to use the word take advantage, but maybe there's something in this situation that can help you over the long term, like refining your home, lowering your payment, and getting locked in at an interest rate that will never change and will always be super low. I remember when I bought my first house, I was 29 years old, and paid 17% interest on that loan, credit card level.
Billy Carter.
When I asked my father, what's your monthly payment on the house there on 77th Place in Chicago? He said $124 a month, and I spit my drink out laughing hysterically.
Wow.
Really? He said, well, yeah. I mean, the house cost $24,000 at the time we got it, but the mortgage interest rate was 3.25%. So, you know, but we have more house now for less per month than I paid for that place back in the early 80s. So you can help yourself with a call to Morris Capuano. It's also much better for tax purposes to have that first mortgage interest deduction. Call him at 409-9300. Talk to him. Ask questions. He's got the answers. His partnership with Renaissance Bank has opened up all kinds of avenues and doors to help people that might have written themselves out of the process. So don't do that. Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. Their NMLS number is 402-669. They are an equal housing lender. As we close in on 5.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we still have a little bit of construction work going on this afternoon on West South Boulevard from I-65 up to about South Court Street. We are busy on Norman Bridge Road outbound. East South Boulevard is busy, and we have an accident now at Carmichael Road and Eastern Boulevard. It is a minor accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Hopefully, they'll get that out of the way pretty quickly. A little busy on Atlanta Highway, Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson outbound in the 31s, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on the ride home. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services greater than other attorneys.